Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. I am here today with Donna Rodoni from the Tai Chi class at the Chetco Activity Center. How are you, Donna?
I'm just fine, Scott.
It's wonderful to have you with me today. Thank you so much for joining me. So, Donna, do you want to tell us a little bit about how you discovered Tai Chi?
About 30 years ago, I was working in a crisis clinic counseling, and one of the co-workers there was this marvelous woman who has had a wonderful, wonderful, exciting life. And she has been, since then, we've been very close friends, and I consider her a mentor. At that time, she was in her 60s, and she was a Tai Chi practitioner. And I admired her so much and wanted to be so much like her that I sort of picked up on that and wanted to practice Tai Chi. But it took me about, 12 years before I could get my life in the type of order where I could go to classes and regularly and that sort of thing. But I finally did and loved it, just loved it. I love Tai Chi. In fact, next Wednesday, I will have 18 years of practice.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yes, and I still love it. Wow, and I'm still learning.
Yes. Have you been teaching most of that time? Or
No, just okay. Since I've been here.
Okay.
And do you want to hear how that came about?
Oh, please, yeah. Yes.
Well, what happened was we moved down here when we retired, and I had been taking classes for about 10 years. And I love the energy that comes from doing it with other people. So I started looking around for a group that I could do Tai Chi with, and there wasn't any. And so the only one that was in town didn't do the same type of Tai Chi. There are many types.
Okay.
And so I knew Pat at that time was the director here. And so I came and suggested to her that, you know, I would be willing to teach a class here just so I could have people to do it with.
Yeah.
And that's how it got started. I am certified to teach it, but I hadn't taught before. It was a big step for me.
Yeah.
I'm not.
How did you get certified to teach it?
My teacher up in Eugene certified me for this one type.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's cool. So there's actually like places you can go and get certified to be a Tai Chi instructor.
Usually it's whoever you work under that teaches you to begin with. It's your master, your sensei is what they call them.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. So you have a sensei.
And over a period of time, he works with you. And when he feels that you're qualified to pass it on, then he certifies you.
So how long did that take you to get to that
point? 10 years.
About 10 years. Wow. That's that's really awesome, though, that you've dedicated so much time to learning something that you're able then to be told by the person who taught you that you're able to go out and teach. You made a difference in my life. That's how I met you, was this Tai Chi class at the
Chetco
Activity Center. Yeah, two and a half years ago. I remember calling up and saying, I'm not a senior, and aren't you all the senior activity center? And can I still come? And they said, yes. And so I showed up, and the rest is history. Now I work here.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really great class. It's a lot of fun.
And
I met people in that class that I'm still friendly with now, two and a half years later, that are really great people. It's a really great class. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the class and what you all do?
Well, to begin with, I'm not surprised that you're still friends. I mean, I have students that this has been going on for 8 years now. Come June, I think, of this next year, it'll be 8 years that I've been here. And I still run into students that came and for one reason or other left, either health or they lost interest or whatever. And somehow it seems like once you get hooked up with this class, it's sort of like a family type thing. And the class isn't exactly what I had in mind. It's morphed into a family. And I've seen this happen in other classes. There's something about Tai Chi. At one point, I was honored to be able to join sort of an elite group in the class I was going to about 2 years after I started. They invited me to join their monthly luncheon, and I was asking one of the ladies, do really nice people take Tai Chi, or does Tai Chi make you nice? And she says, it's a little bit of both. You know, but I've seen these family type situations grow, and ours has become, it really is special. Mm-hmm. It's a very special, I've never seen a class like this class. And we do a lot of, because we're older and a lot of people have limitations, we have had people from 45 to 103 in this class. We had one guy 103 years old that came for a while.
And I'm younger than 45, Donna.
Oh, and you're under 45. Oh, my goodness. The stretch is bigger
than I'm only 41, and I was only 39 when I met you.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway, I've tried to sort of direct the instruction to health-oriented things. We do a lot of Qigong types exercises, which is to stimulate different organs or different glands. Mm-hmm. Art and to maintain strength and balance. And actually, we don't do as much Tai Chi as we could. We do Tai Chi at every class, and we work at learning our form, but we do other things too. And it's all focused towards improving our health or maintaining what we have got. And I have had good feedback. I really have. I've asked several times for people to give me input about improvement and that sort of thing, what they've learned. So
Tai Chi makes you a nicer person.
I think it does. It teaches you a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. You become calmer. By being in close association with other people that are really nice, you become nicer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very big growth thing. I know I've seen myself make tremendous changes over the years, and I attribute it to the Tai Chi.
So how often do you all meet here at the Czech Collectivity Center?
It's twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30.
And it's open to anybody, so they don't have to be a member at the Czech Coactivity Center to come to the class.
If they aren't, it costs them a dollar.
Okay. So there is some sort of cost for dollar or joining the activity center, which is only $15 per year. Right?
So it's cheaper to join.
Cheaper to join the
if
center
you plan on coming.
Member.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it is a great class.
Oh, I love it. We exchange books, exchange clothes. We take care of each other when we get sick. We make trips over to Medford to doctors with other people, and Tai Chi therapy.
Yeah. You
know, talk about our problems and get information. And I really feel that it pulled me almost directly into the community as soon as I started doing it, because I met people that knew the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good way to get acquainted.
Yes, absolutely. And well, because you all take a little break.
Right.
In the middle of it. And that enables you to get a drink of water and use the restroom or
and
different
talk.
Things like that and talk. And it gives people that chance to socialize in between the beginning and the end of the class. So they kind of have a chance to get to know who they're doing Tai Chi with if they choose to.
Sure.
And
a lot of people come in early and a lot of people stay late. And then, of course, when Pat and I planned this, they were trying to really get the lunchroom going. And I said, well, let's time it so the end of the class, it's time so that right at lunchtime. And sure enough, I think a lot of my people go upstairs.
They do.
I did for a while, but I put on too much weight. I had to quit.
Yeah, Eleanor's food is really good.
It's wonderful.
A lot of people like it, and they want to come up and eat. Yeah, it's really, that was actually one of my very first Tai Chi classes that I came to here. I was invited by Charlene, Charlene.
Uh-huh.
And I came, and there was the turkey lunch upstairs, and they said, oh, come and eat lunch with us upstairs. And the place was packed.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that last Wednesday of the month is full up there with like 100 people dining and full-on turkey lunch. It's really great. And they have Seaview comes and does a little birthday drawing. It's a lot of fun on that last Wednesday of the month. So, yeah, it was kind of like, whoa, this is really cool. And then I came back from another one, and there wasn't 100 people up there, and I was surprised. Where did all the people go?
Well, then you have to go on Liver and Onion Day.
Yes, Liver and Onion Day is really popular.
It's the best place in town to get liver and onions.
The third Thursday of the month, you can get liver and onion upstairs every month. Yeah, that's really cool. So that's really awesome that it's been going here for 8 years and that it's continued. Because you volunteer your time, right? You're not doing this. No one's paying you the $1 per person that's not a member doesn't go into your pocket. That stays with the activity center, right? So this is 8 years of you know, you volunteering your time.
But I benefit so much from it.
Yeah.
And besides that, I get to see my friends.
Yeah.
And I get to socialize.
Yeah. So. What's the biggest benefit that you've had out of the 8 years that you've been teaching the classes here?
Oh, golly, it'd be hard to say. Maybe my growth is in self-confidence, because I'm a very shy, withdrawn person, and to get up in front of people and tell them what to do and how to do it is a big step for me. And actually, sometimes I think I overdo it a little bit. I sort of do improv. But we laugh a lot.
Yes.
This is another factor in this class that I think is really beneficial, and I encourage it. Lots of joking and laughing and happy, sparkly stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and I might mention that friend of mine is 91 now and is still taking Tai Chi lessons.
So it's good for anyone who's any age.
Any age, if you can move, and even if you can't stand up, you can do chair Tai Chi, what we call chair Tai Chi, where you just move your arms and coordinate it with the breathing. So,
and I've seen you work with people that have come into the class that have, maybe they can't quite do a certain thing or whatever, and they can learn to modify the move, right, to fit what their ability level is.
Right.
Because some people maybe aren't able to do some of the same things.
Tai Chi is based on Taoism, and their ideas go with the flow. You do what you can, and that no pain, no gain is not the way to go. You do what you're comfortable with and listen to your body. And you'll notice as time goes by that you will improve and be able to do more and more as time goes by and you improve. It's very relaxed. And that's another thing I like about it. It's not uptight. No expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect my students to expect anything of themselves. I don't expect anything of them. It's in the doing. It's like learning to type or swim or ride a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even really have to think about it that much.
Absolutely.
Anybody can do it. In fact, we've had a developmentally disabled lady that comes frequently with her caregiver. He brings her, and they both do Tai Chi with us.
Oh, wow, cool. That's awesome.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think her name, well, I don't remember her name right off, but she really gets a kick out of it, and she visits with everybody.
That's very cool. That's
we
awesome.
We all like her.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. It's really, it's a really great class. I am Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. I am here today with Donna Rodoni from the Tai Chi class at the Chetco Activity Center. We encourage you to donate to the Chetco Activity Center if you're enjoying this podcast and you like the programs that we offer at the Chetco Activity Center. The Chetco Activity Center is a nonprofit, so your donations will be tax deductible. And we also encourage you to consider donating to KCIW, our community radio. We are also a nonprofit, and we are very excited. We are working on getting programming together so we can go live on the air, and it won't just be podcasts anymore. Some of these podcasts will be aired on the actual radio. So Donna, you were talking to me as we were getting ready to do this podcast earlier today about sometimes you have a lot of new people show up at once, and how do you handle that when you have new people? Because the day that I came in, there wasn't a lot of new people. I was the only one, and I kind of hung in the back and tried to hide, and you all didn't let me hide very well. But what do you do when you have new people? How do you catch them up to speed?
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
But I watched my teacher do it. He had a lot of people coming and going, and that's why it takes so long to learn, is because we would... In the class that I went to, we would start at the beginning of a 24-form Tai Chi, and we would start at the first, and then before he'd teach for 3 months, then he'd take a month off, and then he'd teach for 3 months and take a month off. And then at the beginning of the next 3 months, we'd get a bunch of new people, so we'd start at the beginning again, and it took me 4 years to learn the form. Because we kept going back and kept going back, and finally a bunch of us got together and said, hey, look, we want to learn the rest of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he had another class, so I was going 3 times a week for a while instead of just 2 times a week. And that's when I finally got the form. But I try to talk to them a little bit, find out their limitations, explain to them, no, don't push, don't hurt yourself, mm-hmm. be very careful. That's been one of my biggest fears, that somebody might hurt themselves mm-hmm. or something. So far, we've been very lucky. And get a little bit of background from them. And I have several handouts that explain a little bit what we're doing. And then usually by that time, people are coming over, oh, what's your name? Hi. You know, and I mean, my group just sucks them in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just tell them, just watch and participate when you feel like you want to. And just do what you can and just... it'll come to you. Don't worry about it. That's the big thing. I've got this marvelous cartoon that I give out usually of the two martial art guys, and the picture is a stack of bricks, and it's got a broken off hand on it, and the master's telling the student, well, you can't expect to do it the first time. I love that cartoon, and so I always give them that and tell them this mm-hmm. is how it works.
Yeah.
So I find that probably about 1 out of 5 people stay.
Okay.
They either decide it are overwhelmed and aren't willing to come back long enough to get... that's the secret, is you come back often enough until you can feel like, you know, you're going to get this. My advice to people when they start anything new, any new group, is to go at least 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know, maybe it's an off day for the leader, maybe it's an off day for the class, maybe you're
not... it's an
not,
off day for you.
Yeah, right.
For the person that's coming and...
so give it a chance mm-hmm. is the way I feel about it. And then we just go for it, and they struggle along. And I sometimes I really feel a little bit sorry for them because they're trying to watch everybody at once. But we just sort of baby them along, and they pick it up. It's amazing to mm-hmm. me that they do. And some people that I think will never learn it do.
Yeah.
So there was one other thing I wanted to mention to you when you were talking about the activity center. My group and I have talked about this, and they said to be sure and mention that we really appreciated having this space and time here. We couldn't do this without this.
Yeah, it is a great space, and there's the mirrors in the front that helped me when I was coming, right,
mm-hmm.
before
mm-hmm.
I ended up getting the job here and everything, when I had Wednesdays and Fridays free at 10:30 when the class happens. And I remember standing, we're actually recording this podcast mm-hmm. in the room where uh-huh. the Tai Chi happens. And I remember standing in the back of the room trying to hide, and the mirrors helped me because I got to look through everyone at the mirror and see what everybody was doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So I could see it from behind, but I could also see them facing into the mirror. So it helped me kind of follow along and learn. And there's not a lot of spaces in this town that are like that.
We got one of those mirrors at a garage sale, and we didn't have mirrors. That's one of the things that has come.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
As we go do it, because my back is turned,
mm-hmm.
as you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this has been wonderful, having this space. And with the lunch upstairs and the water and coffee available and the restrooms, mm-hmm. and also I'm assuming you have insurance. That's
yes.
my big worry.
Yeah.
You know, that I want to be able to assure people that, you know, if anything happens, we're not going to throw you out.
Well, and so far, like, it doesn't seem like, because Tai Chi is pretty low impact, right?
Oh,
like it's not, the times that I was doing it, it didn't really ever seem like it was something where, kind of like our Walk With Ease groups that we do, it's not really something that are necessarily going to hurt themselves mm-hmm. at, but you just never know, because...
The main thing is losing your balance and falling and
okay.
hurting yourself that way.
But then in 8 years, that's never happened.
No.
Yeah.
Never had anybody fall. And like I say, I've had people with walkers and
mm-hmm.
and people that sit alongside the you know, and just watch and do their hands. And it's been quite an experience. I wouldn't have passed it up. And besides that, I got to know all these wonderful people at the center.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we got to know you. And again, I just want to reiterate that you're volunteering your time and 8 years of twice a week consistently, right? Like you consistently
right.
show up here and you have easily 20 people on any
yeah.
given Wednesday or Friday. Like
yeah.
there's quite a few people in this room that are dedicated to this practice that come and meet with you
right.
to practice this and come and, you know, trying to get themselves better at being a nicer person, as you say, through Tai Chi.
Some of them are very dedicated. I've had them tell me when we've had to cancel class for some reason that they, oh, we can't do that. It won't be until next week until we can come.
Well, because you also have a few of the people in the class that have taken turns when you haven't been here to lead it, correct?
Right, right. I was gone for 8 months. I was taking care of a sick family member in Montana. And they stepped right in and just toughed it right out. They called me regularly and wrote to me. But, yeah, they kept it going because they wanted to have it here when I came back. So, and if I can't come for any reason, I don't know what it'd be. I have two people that can step in, and three actually now, that are doing it well enough and are familiar enough with the routine that they can step in. I keep trying to tell them, you guys don't need me anymore. And they, oh, yes, we do. So, okay.
So are they, so you're not a sensei, so you wouldn't be able to certify someone else to teach.
No.
So you couldn't tell them, go out and start your own Tai Chi class.
No.
Okay. But because you are certified, that enables you to have them sort of assistant teach under
right.
you?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I call it. They're my assistants.
So it's Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 mm-hmm. at the Chetco Activity Center at the downstairs, mm-hmm. right across from the reception desk. We also, if you don't mind me mentioning, we have the other class. We have a earlier morning class that's at 9. That's like a Tai Chi-based exercise class, and that's on Wednesday and Friday that Glenda and Cloud and a few other people are involved with here. It says Tai Chi-based exercise on the activity.
I didn't
understand
what that was. I thought they were actually learning the form.
As far as I know, it is learning the form. I think she just calls it Tai Chi. Like you said, there's different like styles or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that maybe they're, you know.
She is much more serious.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you want to really learn Tai Chi, like so you can go off by yourself and do it or do it to show other people. You'd have to study with her.
So that's 9 a.m. if you're listening to this podcast mm-hmm. and you're want to dedicate your time to learning Tai Chi and you want to go off, become a master Tai Chi person and go off to Chetco Point or up the river somewhere and do it by yourself. But we also have the 10:30 class as well, which is a little larger, right? I think mm-hmm. the 9 o'clock class, they average about 5 to 8 people, I think, mm-hmm. in the 9 a.m. class. On Wednesdays and Fridays, but the 10:30 one is a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you all have a considerable break. You have like take like a 10-minute, 15-minute break right in the middle to give people a chance just to kind of get some water. You have water down here in the room so they can encourage them to drink water, right, and keep themselves hydrated and stuff. And yeah, it certainly made a difference in my life. I still remember some of the stuff, and even though I'm working now at the time that you teach it, I come in to make announcements a lot and things, and I remember some of the form. Not like 100% sure that I'd be able to do it all on my own, but some of the movements I remember. Is there a certain name for the movements? Or?
Well, we do two forms. We do what we call a grass bird's tail to four directions, which is quite simple. It only has two movements that you do in a circle. That's what confuses everybody is doing it in the circle.
Okay.
And the other is a 48 Yang style modified, and that's got, 24 movements, 24 Yang style modified. And that takes quite a bit longer and has a lot more movements, and it takes a lot more coordination and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And some people we've gotten clear through it, so people sort of have an idea of it, but it's, you never finish learning Tai Chi because you're constantly modifying something or discovering, oh, that's why you do it that way. And mm-hmm. so, you know, and you're coordinating your feet with your hands, with your breathing. And so it takes mm-hmm. a lot of concentration. And
yeah.
So I don't feel like I mean, it's a lifetime study mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So
as we come to the end of the podcast, what, Donna, do you feel like is there like a next step for your group now that you've been doing it for 8 years and you're coming up on your 18-year anniversary of Tai Chi? Is there something that you have like in mind? Like, is there something new that you're going to be working with the class on, or Anything you all are looking forward to in the coming year with the class?
I hadn't thought of that, Scott. Gosh, you've given me something to think about. I mean, we just sort of go along doing what we do. It doesn't, it's changing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we have so much fun.
Yeah.
In fact, at one point we were thinking about calling it Fun-Ni Tai Chi.
That's a great name though.
It is Fun-Ni Tai Chi. I really don't know. I hadn't thought about that. Because so many, actually, I think I have 5 people that originally started with me. Everybody else has come. I keep attendance, so
okay,
I know, because
yeah.
I keep their phone number, and I keep when they started, and every once in a while we sit down, and I say, yeah, you came, and, you know, clear back there, I've been there this long, you know, and, oh, you came before I did, though, and, you know, that sort of thing. But that just sort of gives me an idea, and also it keeps me familiar with the classes that changes and names and that sort mm-hmm. of thing. But it would be hard to introduce anything new, I think, because we're still working on the original. I don't think anybody has any big ambition to, you know, get done with it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any goal.
And you don't think any of them want to go off and find a sensei and start teaching?
I've recommended Cloud's class to several people,
yeah.
but they say, no, I want to stay with you.
Yeah.
So I'll have to think about that.
Well, that's something for us to think about coming into how the Chetco Activity Center can support you all. And because
right.
we appreciate having you, right? You said earlier in the podcast that you appreciate being able to use this space. We appreciate having you here,
oh,
right? Because
thank
it,
you.
It brings people to our lunch. People bring friends then to Tai Chi and then to lunch, like they did with me.
Sure.
And it just, it's good. It's fun. Like you said, it's a great social activity. It enables us to have something going on here in the mornings. So when new people walk into the building,
stuff's
it's very
on.
Lively and things are going on.
Sure.
And we certainly appreciate it a lot.
Well, another thing is that about 3 times a year we have a potluck,
oh, that's right.
which is a lot of fun. That's really fun because we have our favorite dishes and we tell them, you got to bring it now, you know, and that's been a lot of fun with the potluck. In fact, I've got one lady that almost monthly says, when are we going to have our next potluck? So that's just another time when we can mm-hmm. all sit and chat and share.
Yeah. Well, that kind of thing is really important. And especially, you know, a big part of what we do here at the Chetco Activity Center is get together and share food, right?
Right.
Some people don't always have people that they can share meals with and share that social time with. And so that's a big part of all the stuff we do here is that coming together and being sure that people are getting nutritious food, but also having that social interaction so they feel like they belong and they have a place in the community.
Right, right.
Yeah.
A lot of my students are single.
Yeah.
And they say that, you know, I had one lady say, you just saved my life. You know, it was
oh,
so
wow.
good to have somebody to talk
mm-hmm.
to, you
yes.
know. And so I don't know how involved she is with Tai Chi. She does it.
Yeah.
That's a side benefit, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Well, that's a really amazing compliment. You saved someone's life by being a volunteer Tai Chi teacher, Donna.
Well, what can I say? It's what I do.
You're a Tai Chi superhero. That's wonderful. I feel very privileged to know you. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Donna.
Certainly.
I really appreciate it. I've been here today with Donna Rodoni from the Chetco Activity Center's Tai Chi class. Specifically the 10:30 one on Wednesdays and Fridays. I am Scott, the community organizer here on KCIW. We hope you've enjoyed this program, and please consider donating to the Chetco Activity Center. We are a nonprofit. We do appreciate your donations, and also consider becoming a member of the Chetco Activity Center. It's only $15 a year. It's a great deal, or $150 for a lifetime membership, and then you never have to renew it ever. Or if you want to just drop into the Tai Chi class, it is a requested $1 donation if you're not a member of the Chetco Activity Center. Everyone is welcome. And thank you so much to KCIW for recording these wonderful podcasts. Please consider donating as well to KCIW. We are a nonprofit, and we look forward to delivering a lot more wonderful podcasts about volunteers in our community. Thank you. Have a great day.
If you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio and help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.